Hello, hello. It is Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. Last week it was Good Friday. This Friday, we're looking to make it a great one, even though it's Wednesday, but we're looking forward to the weekend already. It's been about, I want to say it's been a week and a half or so since the last time I hopped on here, got on the mic, talked to you guys a little bit about what's going on. Like I said, last week was Easter, so that's sort of why I took last week off. Didn't really have much to talk about. NASCAR and Supercross were both on breaks. Along with that, the only thing that was really going on was pretty much the final. I don't even think it was the final four yet. I think it was the top eight for March Madness. So now that all that's done, we are back in somewhat of a normal routine. As you can see, it is Wednesday, so doing this a little bit early and got a busy weekend coming up. So wanted to get this episode out so we have content for this week, and then next week we'll get back into the normal routine of doing Friday episodes, so you have something to go into the weekend with. But man, it's been I wouldn't say it's been a hectic couple of days since the last time we all talked and whatnot. You know, just really busy with work, finished another class for college. I'm quote-unquote technically on spring break, but I've still been doing work just to get ahead. So it's been cool, man, just hanging out. Haven't really been playing a lot of games. If I have been, it's either been Madden or dicking around in Fortnite. So just normal shit, a lot of Netflix, work, schoolwork, just fucking hanging out, man. I know this is something I wanted to talk about briefly was, I've brought up another show that I do called Beer Point Stance. So the way that's working is I'm not necessarily the quote unquote head guy for that. So I'm not doing none of the editing or recording. I mean, I'm on the show, so technically I am doing part of the recording. But what I'm getting at is I'm not the person in charge, basically, in terms of getting what we record out there. So overall, I want to say we've probably recorded ballparking probably about 5 to 8 hours worth of content. But the thing was, is since that is strictly football talk, when we record it, you know, half of that was all talking about free agency and what we think was going to happen. So when we did that, you know, we were hoping the guy that does the editing for that was going to get everything out relatively quick, so the information was still like useful in a sense. And then the other half of those hours were basically sort of recapping free agency and talking about who's left, you know, who picked up who and all that. But since, you know, the editing got so far behind on that, you know, there hasn't been any actual first episode of that uploaded. So, you know, that's sort of why I haven't done a podcast in like a week and a half, but I've been thinking about it and just talking to people. It's like, yeah, you know, I've been bringing it up, but there's no actual content for you to see yet. And that's why. So, but I agreed with it. I mean, there's no point in putting out content that is basically just to put it out there, because that's one of those things where it's like, if in the first episode, it basically would have been a lot of our predictions on what we thought, you know, is Kirk Cousins going there? Is Case Keenum going here? You know, all that type of stuff would have been like, it would have been cool to hear us bullshit and sort of see our theories on what, you know, we think teams need and how they should approach things. But it just would have been pointless in the sense of like, well, we already know where Keenum went. We know where Kirk went, you know. So I don't know what the game plan is in terms of the future episodes for that. I mean, everyone else has their own lives. It's not like this is what we do for a living, at least not yet. So it's a lot of like give and take. You know, if we record some great content, that's great, but we do have to get it edited and uploaded. So, you know, I wanted to do some sort of draft preview or at least a recap. So we'll see how that goes. And I think at least a recap, that would be something that we could put out, because it would sort of almost be like a preview for the whole season. But I just wanted to let you guys know, because I mean, I have had a few people, you know, bring it up to me. It's like, hey, where are these other football centric podcasts that you were talking about? And you sort of have to explain all of that. And, you know, editing audio is a bigger pain in the ass than what most people think. So it's just a really interesting situation, but we're trying to power through it. And hopefully there will be some cool content for you guys to check out. But speaking of content, I know I spoke on it briefly in the last episode, but, you know, this week, now that I'm on technical spring break, I'm really starting to buckle down on the actual website for everything. And for basically what that is, if you didn't listen to the last episode, is I'm looking to build an actual host website and somewhere where I could blog. And, you know, basically, like, if something happens on a Monday, but you know, I'm not recording something until Friday, in the meantime, I could write a blog about it, you know, post whatever I want about it, talk shit, do everything on there. So, you know, I if you follow the page on Facebook and on Twitter for the Tyler P Show, you could see that a while back, I actually posted a photo of the logo for this website. And basically, the premises of it is Locker Room Talk. And that's going to be the name of the website and sort of the business that is looking to be developed type of thing. You know, it's basically following the model of this of, you know, we're going to say whatever we want to say, you know, uncensored, no filter, do what we want type of thing. I mean, I just like that model more. I mean, there's more to it, obviously, but that's sort of it's not even a rundown. It's really just, like, you can look forward to that type of content as opposed to LeBron dropped 30 points last night. He looked really great. You know, it'll be more of a LeBron dropped 30, but he also missed like fucking 70 shots type of thing. You know, there'll be more detail and more of our thoughts behind it. And I say ours because I'm hoping to have one of my buddies that I actually recorded an episode for this show with. But again, the audio editing is a pain in the ass. I'm hoping to have him to be someone who can write up blogs on their own time as well. So it'll sort of be multiple opinions. So, I mean, it'll be pretty cool. But, you know, what that'll do is generate more content, you know, with the podcast, with this. You know, it's starting off as an audio one, but I actually bought some stuff to do, to do a visual version of it. So, you know, I have a nice camera and everything. I just needed some extra pieces to make the setup look a little better. So I'm hoping in either the next episode or the episode after, definitely before episode 10, we'll put it that way. So that gives us five episodes, so 5 weeks of giving you guys like better content type of thing. Cause like audio is cool and all, but I think having a visual aspect is better. I mean, granted, this is a one person podcast, so it's a little bit different cause you would just be looking at me the whole time, but I don't know. I think it would generate better content that way. So, you know, that content would be, well, that would be on the YouTube, but obviously there would be part of it linked on the website and everything. But, you know, we'd have videos, and I mean, that would range from, like I said, clips of the podcast, the whole podcast, to maybe I'm traveling somewhere, you know, here's a quick little vlog type of thing, you know, just cool little content pieces. Maybe I'm going to a game, you know, here's like a quick little 5-minute video on it, you know, just more ways to getting content out there and just enjoying it more, I guess, but giving you guys that locker room feeling of like, all right, cool, you know, we're buddies. This is like a, I don't like a locker room, you know? I mean, I don't know what like a better way to explain that, but just like you're dicking around with your friends, you know, you're saying what you want, and that's the type of content it would be. So, you know, it'll be the audio version, visual version, and then of course blogs. And I think the blogs are what is really going to help step up the stuff that I do, because, you know, I'm around the internet a lot, but I'm also keeping track of all the different like sports, you know, not necessarily pop culture, because I don't want it to turn into that. Like, that's something that's cool about Barstool is they have, you know, they're sports centric and that's how it started, but they also have a pop culture aspect of it, and which is cool. You know, I mean, when you get bigger, you like, you're going to have to evolve, especially if you're bringing on new people. But, you know, I do want mine to be based around, you know, the content that we produce and sports. You know, pop culture isn't something that's like, it doesn't really interest me, because I think a lot of that shit's stupid. Like, these motherfuckers snorting condoms. Well, let's just fucking let them keep doing that so they fucking die off. I know that sounds fucked up, but it's true. Natural selection at that point, basically. But so, I mean, that's a little rundown on like the locker room talk stuff. You know, it's still in an infancy stage, but I'm hoping within the next 5 weeks I could have some sort of public version of it up. And, you know, there'll be changes over time that comes with it. But it'll be something cool to kind of monitor, and somewhere where, you know, I can take feedback from you guys on what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see type of stuff. So that'll be pretty cool. Let's see. I got a list here of just general topics and then three actual topics that I want to talk about. I mean, that doesn't make sense, but I have topics here. So I'm just reading that over, seeing where the best spot to go would be. I mean, just quickly, I mean, you know, March Madness, that's all wrapped up and done now. Nova beat Michigan. I watched it because it is the national championship, and I had a bet on the over at 140, so I actually won that by 1 point. I was fucking sweating bullets like at halftime. But yeah, Nova won. They beat Michigan. It's March Madness. College basketball, it's cool to watch in March, but outside of that, it doesn't interest me. I mean, I root for my team, which is University of Washington, but outside of that, I mean, college basketball is, I see a lot of flaws within, and it's not on the game itself. It's more of just, if you understand basketball and have somewhat of a high IQ in basketball, when you watch college basketball, it's sort of frustrating, because you could see plays developing a lot earlier compared to the NBA. So, you just see a lot of dumb shit happening, a lot of stupid calls. But that's a whole nother story. But yeah, like I said, Nova beat Michigan, so the college basketball season is pretty much wrapped up there. The MLB started. This is probably my first year of legitimately watching a game of baseball outside of the playoffs. You know, starting to do all this podcast and everything and locker room talk, I wanted to really start to dive into like every sport almost, in a sense. And so it's been cool to, you know, as I moved, I was like, well, because I quote unquote technically was a Pirates fan before, but I never watched games, so I wouldn't consider myself a fan. But now that I moved up here and work across the street from the Mariners, I'm on board with Seattle, true to the blue, if you would say. So it's been cool to sort of pick up the game more and understand more of the ins and outs and strategies and stuff. I want to say we're sitting at 3-1 and we play the Giants today. Actually, it might just be starting here pretty soon. But, you know, it's cool to sort of get in that state of, you understand the basics of a sport, obviously. I mean, you'd have to be pretty special to not understand the basics. But when you start understanding, like, you know, hitting second, turning it to first, as opposed to just throwing it to first type of thing. I mean, just like little stupid shit like that. It really develops like your mental state of how you watch games, I think, especially when you analyze it. I mean, when you're doing podcasts like this, I mean, that's obviously something you want to do, is be able to analyze games, I think. So, it, like I said, I mean, it's still early in the season, so it's not like I know every little thing about baseball, but it's been cool to sort of, you know, track how the Mariners are doing. And I mean, I've been watching the games, too, so I think I've only missed one game so far, and that was because it was a day game and I was at work. So, like I said, it's been cool to sort of pick up on new things and really just see how, you know, like I said, the strategy plays out and just learning the game in general. You know, along with that, it sort of lines up with it, but it doesn't. I bought MLB The Show for the PlayStation, and I mean, I love sports games in general, but obviously if you don't like a sport or you don't play it, you know, there's that disconnect in what you have with that game, I would say, and like how much fun you have with it. So now that I've been enjoying baseball more and I've been playing that game, I mean, it's like a good trade-off, because then you learn a little bit more about each team and you do learn like how to play the game, like in somewhat of a sense. I mean, it's a video game, but you do learn like calls and shit type of stuff. So that part's pretty cool. But yeah, this season, you know, I'm all in on the Seattle Mariners. So that's the team moving forward for that. So like I said, we're only four games into the season, so there's not much to really talk about there. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it'll be cool to really talk about that, since, I mean, it's a long season, so there's always something to talk about that way. This cool little, I was going to wrap up with this, but you know, there's a, I don't even really know if I can talk about it or announce it, but I'm going to anyways. long story short, I have like a second job now, but it's not like I get paid for it or anything. So that's sort of why, like, it might sound like I don't really know what I'm talking about or know what I'm doing. But basically, I am a sports writer now, and it's hard to like elaborate on it because I haven't done a piece of work for it yet. But on April 22nd, I believe it is, I'll be going to the Seattle Sounders games, and I'll have media access for everything. And that'll really be like my first step into the actual sports industry for, you know, just covering things. And I think that'll, you know, it's not with the Tyler P Show or Locker Room Talk, you know, it is with a different company. So I am representing myself, obviously, but, you know, I can't go in there with the sort of mindset I would if it was my own type of stuff, if that makes sense. Like, I can't just ask some stupid ass question if I wanted to. Like, you know, that reflects, one, badly on me, in the sense of that's not what I was going for, and then it goes back to them, and then I wouldn't be able to do shit like that anymore. But yeah, you know, it was just a cool opportunity to get my foot in the door. So with this company, basically I'll get to be able to travel to different Seattle events. So I think right now it's like the Sounders is like really the major one, but I'm really trying to get it pushed for you know, obviously the Seahawks and Mariners, just so there's more games I could go to and just get my foot in the door more. But yeah, so I'll be at games, you know, writing up articles and like recaps and shit like that. So that'll be pretty cool. You know, I've never done that before yet, but that is what part of my major is. So it's pretty cool to see some of that stuff come to fruition now. But I mean, I'm not like the fucking brightest dude when it comes to soccer either. So I don't know how that's really going to work out at first, but it'll be cool to start it and really sort of grow with it, because the MLS season is fairly new right now. So yeah, that'll be, it'll be interesting. I'll keep you guys updated with that. I'll post links to the articles that I write and everything. But it's pretty cool, though, because I actually reached out to this company, too, when, you know, they brought me on. I was like, hey, you know, they had like one or two articles on Supercross. So I was like, you know, what's the deal with that? You know, what are you guys doing? And they're like, well, you know, if we have someone to go to the events, we'll cover it. And I was like, well, shit. I can't go to every event, but I mean, I watch every race, even if it's, you know, a day later or something. And I was like, shit, give me a deadline and I'll write up a good recap better than most of these people do, you know? So, I don't know if that'll start this week or next week, but I'll do Supercross recaps on their website. Also just short little, like a blog aspect of it, but more professional than what my stupid ass blog would be. so that'll be pretty cool because it'll really, that'll develop my skill for how I want to do the blogs, I think. So that was just a cool little opportunity that I have that I will be doing. So I'll share it with you guys once things sort of actually get posted and are in the public for it. But it'll be pretty cool, you know. Being someone who traveled for video games, I did not really see my life turn towards sports, but as I got older, you know, I started to realize that was more of my sort of path that I wanted to go down. And being someone who ask anyone that knows me, if I'm losing in something, I'm gonna fucking murder you at some point in what we're doing. Like, it, I hate losing, so the whole competitive aspect of, you know, sports is what really drove me towards that. But that's a whole nother story for a podcast later on. But yeah, those were just like some quick hit topics that I wanted to dive into for like the first 20, 30 minutes. I mean, nothing too crazy, you know, no tangents to really go off of on that. Just get back into the flow of the podcast. Like I said, you know, missing last week, it, I did notice, like, I mean, this is, I want to say this is episode 5. I can't remember, but for 4 weeks straight, basically pumping out a podcast, it really helps develop like your mind and how you think about things. And even just going from episode 1 to the episode now, you see yourself take steps forward and just how you're able to really put your thoughts into words and really develop your topic on what you're talking about. Granted, I missed last week, so I think I did see like a little bit of a drop in it, but once you get back into the flow of things, like it's cool to really see it. So like come to, like we'll say like October, like I'm really interested to see where we're at with this and, you know, how much it's grown and how much just better really like I've got just in talking to a microphone, you know. So that'll be pretty cool. But we got 3 events this weekend that I'll be following. First off, we have the NASCAR race, which is in Texas. Like I said, last week they were off, so there's no recap on that. So NASCAR race in Texas. We have Seattle Supercross, which I originally was going to go to this, but with the other event, which is UFC 223, I was not going to miss that event at all. So unfortunately, I will not be at the track in Seattle, but I will be in Seattle, obviously. It's really weird because the weather up here has had rain in the forecast, but it hasn't been raining until today. And I want to say today has been like the majority of the track work day. So it might be a fucking real mess on Saturday night for that race. So it'll be cool to see how things shake out with that. You know, you have Justin and Josh Hill now racing. Eli's still looking, you know, pretty good. Jason is, he made a strong comeback, not last week, but the week before. So it's hard to say if he's been struggling or not, but you know, you see the strides of what a championship run looks like in that aspect. So, I mean, he's definitely in the top two of best riders every weekend lining up on the gate. We'll put it that way. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's hard to sort of make a prediction for this week because the track overall looks pretty cool. Like, the way it's actually, like, coming together, like, there's one section, it's either right before or right after the finish line. There's, like, a cool little, I want to say it's, like, three turns of just 180s for maybe, like, 10 yards. So, it's just a really cool compact aspect of the track. But if it's, you know, really muddy out there, that's going to be chaotic. So, there's a lot of small factors that play into this week, especially coming off of, like, the bye week like that. So, you know, you have people coming back from injury, people who may not have been practicing, you know, just time off the bike like that can really affect you when it comes to race time. So that'll be pretty interesting to see how all that ends up shaking out. But the big event and really the focal point for this podcast is UFC 223. This card has been something that I've been fucking dying for. So it was Monday because that was April 1st. So on Monday, there was, you know, I follow a lot of people within the MMA community, you know, that's not fighters. So a lot of like the writers and just behind the scenes type of guys. And there were some talks that Tony Ferguson was going to pull out against Khabib. So to go back a little bit further, this card was officially Khabib versus Tony Ferguson as the main event for the 155 belt. And then you had Rose Namajunas against Joanna for the rematch of that fight for the strawweight belt. So I was super pumped. And then, you know, everyone's like, you know, this is the fourth time Khabib and Tony has been scheduled. Like, are they going to make weight this time? Well, not make weight, but really just be prepared and, like, no one's going to pull out of this fight, you know? And it was probably, I want to say, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was that video of Tony Ferguson just kicking steel pipes, which, I mean, he wasn't injured then, but that probably definitely didn't help out this case. Well, first of all, why the fuck are you kicking steel pipes? Like, I understand, like, I'm an MMA fighter, I'm a badass type of thing. Bro, let's dial it back. You're kicking a steel fucking pipe that, like, your bones and legs are not supposed to do that at all. So I don't know why you would do that. Like, fuck the whole idea of, like, oh, I'm training, it's making me tougher. Like, no, it just shows how fucking stupid and idiotic you can be. Like, I don't know. Tony Ferguson's just, he's an interesting character. He's a great fighter, but I'm personally not a fan of him, as you can tell. So fast forwarding back to the current time, on Monday, there were some rumblings that Tony was being taken off the card. And, you know, at first it's like, you know, why are people talking about this? And then I go and take a shower, come out, and literally as I'm grabbing my phone when I'm getting out of the shower, the update comes across my phone from Twitter saying Tony Ferguson pulled off of 223 card. I'm like, no fucking way, dude. Like, what? Like, what's going to happen? Like, is Khabib not going to be fighting at all now? Like, you know, everyone knew this was for the 155 official belt. Like, Conor's getting stripped. I mean, at the time, you know, Tony had the interim belt. So it was like, this is the fight, you know, like, someone's going to be a champ after this for sure. So, you know, I go on to Twitter, and that's when Dana posted the video of himself stating that Tony had an MCL? Something in one of the ligaments in his knee completely detached. So he's more than likely going to need surgery on that. I'm sort of mixing up like other information that I have on this. I watched Eddie Bravo on Joe Rogan's podcast, and Eddie is one of Tony's like main coaches. So that's sort of how I got some more info on Tony. But yeah, I mean, just when something's attached, obviously you should not fight, especially against Khabib, because you're going to be going to the ground. So they spoke about it briefly on that podcast. It's really almost a blessing in disguise, because if he fought with his leg not already detached, like, well, his leg didn't detach, but the ligament and muscle, like, if he went into this fight, quote unquote, healthy, like, as in this incident didn't happen, when Khabib is fighting you on the ground like that, and you're trying to push off, or even just when he goes in to take you down, that's going to be a lot more impact on your leg and knee than what it would be of, instead of you just, you know, turning around and making a quick movement, which is how he supposedly tore it and it got detached. So what I'm saying, and what they said as well, is like, dude, if you went into war, because that's what that was going to be, was a straight up war between Tony and Khabib. That could have ended, not end his career, but it could have fucked things up way more. Because if he kept fighting through it, depending on the extent of the injury during the fight, you know, how does that affect him moving forward? You know, like, because obviously if you keep putting pressure on that, and there that injury is there, it's just going to get worse. So if that happens in the first round and it goes all five rounds, and then at like the, say, the very last minute of the fifth round is like, he's like, I can't do this anymore. Like, that's the throw in the towel. Like, that's not good, you know, obviously. So now with it being in the state of, you know, it came out the week of the Monday of the fight. Well, really, it came out on the Saturday before the fight. So a full week in advance. You know, it wasn't made public until Monday, but that's just how the business side of it works. You know, now you're given that chance of like, okay, I just need to get this evaluated and I can make myself healthy to come back and get this fight again. So that was sort of a roller coaster of emotions, because the diehard MMA fans, myself included, were like, this fight is finally going to happen. What's the outcome going to be? And to be fair, I did have Khabib winning the fight. So it's not like, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. It's a long story of how I had it originally broken down in my head, but that would take like 20 minutes to explain on this. So since that's not happening, we don't need to worry about that. So in that same video, going back, that that Dana White posted, he said Max Holloway is stepping up from 145. So moving up one weight class to fight Khabib. This is such, like, it's a fucking ballsy move. Let's put it that way. I love Max Holloway, too. So I'm really excited to see him fight. But it's like, bro, you're fighting Khabib, man, on a, like, we'll say 6-day notice. And you're coming off your fucked up ankle. Dude, this is... Like, they had their press conference for the fight today, and he said, you know, this is how legends are born. It definitely is. But, dude, if you get fucked up in this fight, that's not good either, man. So, it's going to be Max Holloway versus Khabib for the main event. It's going to be, you know, they're both nice dudes. Like, they both talk a little bit of shit. And you started to see that sort of develop today during the press conference, which I like, because that's, you start to see people get ready for the fight that way. Mentally, you know, unless you're fighting Conor McGregor, I wouldn't say you're breaking down mentally. Like, it runs through your mind like, okay, fuck, I got to counter what this dude said. But at the same time, like, you go with the flow. You say with what's on the tip of your tongue. I mean, obviously, like I said, Conor McGregor, he's fucking the best at talking shit in the UFC. So there's different levels of how people approach it. And if you're a nice guy, you know, it's going to come off differently. But today, you know, you started to, like, tempers were flaring, but it's not like they were getting in each other's face. But they started to yell over each other, and it's just exciting because it's that fight week feeling. Shit's getting real. What's going to happen? And that's really what the outcome of the press conference was, is that, you know, it, we'll see Saturday night. We'll see what happens. And it's hard to say what's going to happen, you know, because my heart wants Max Holloway to win. Because if we look at this overall from the overall scheme, whoever wins this is going to fight Connor. Like, that has to be the move at this point. Dana's already said today that Connor's getting stripped of his title. That's one. And second, I think it was right before the conference started, he confirmed 100% Connor's coming back this year. Is that to the UFC or is that boxing? We don't know. I mean, I'm 99.9% sure it means coming back to the UFC, because he's one of those guys, he doesn't want his legacy to be fucked up in the sense of, you know, you made your money in boxing and you stayed over there because you didn't want to face anyone in the UFC type of thing. But getting back to this fight, because it wraps into Connor. Max has that history of fighting Connor already. Connor's in the 155-pound division. So obviously, you know, whoever wins this fight, regardless, was the champ. That was the thing. So if stylistically with Khabib, I mean, that is a challenge that Conor McGregor would not run away from, because he is one of those guys where he's going to take the difficult path to get somewhere, I think. So, you know, obviously, I truly believe if Khabib wins this and it's Khabib versus Conor, I think the bookies in Vegas would legitimately have Khabib as the favorite going into that fight. And Conor would take that fight for sure, because like I said, he's going to step up to the plate. He's legitimately going to fucking take his balls, put them in his hand, and fucking smash them on the table and show people, like, right here, right now, let's do this. So stylistically, I mean, I don't love that for Conor, but Conor's proved people wrong over and over again. And he is my favorite fighter. Khabib is another animal when it comes to the ground game. If for some reason Conor gets into Khabib's head, which is definitely possible, and they stay standing, then Conor wins that fight pretty easily, I would say. But if it goes to the ground, I do not like Conor's chances at all. I mean, we've seen the history of him tapping, so it's not great. On the other hand, we have Max Holloway. If he wins, that's who I'm pulling for Saturday. You know, I don't want to make predictions, because this, I think that, like, almost this whole card could be a 50-50 on who's going to win each fight. So it's truly a great card. You guys need to watch it. But with Max, you know, he's in 145 is his division, truly. He's the best striker in that division. If you come to 150, if we say he's a 155er, it would be a good argument that he might be better than Connor. But I would still say Connor's the better striker. But like I said earlier, Connor beat Max a couple years back. Max is also a different animal now compared to what he used to be. You know, he is a champ in 145. If it was Connor versus Max, that, it's hard to say if it would be bigger than Connor versus Khabib, because Khabib has this fucking, like, myth behind him. Like, this motherfucker wrestled a bear when he was 9 years old. Legitimately wrestled a bear. Like, it's out there in the public. And there's just these people that fucking ride and die with Khabib. So there'd be a lot of hype behind that aspect. But, you know, since he can't really speak the greatest English, it'd be hard, you know, to cut those promos. when we look at Max, Max can talk shit, and if you talk shit to Max, he's gonna talk shit back. I mean, they've all, him and Connor have already done that on Twitter. Even just visually, they fucking send pictures to each other. Like, not even to each other, they just post it. And I mean, people are able to, it's pretty fucking clear who they're talking about. But, man, if it's Max versus Connor, I would still pick Connor, but with such a long layoff, it would be really interesting to see where the odds lie in that fight. There'd be a lot of different ways people could break down that fight. But that was just a whole fucking tangent on Connor. But getting back to the actual fight this weekend for 223. Khabib and Max. Like I said, a 6-day notice for Max. He's even come out and said he was in Hawaii playing Fortnite with his son. Like, bro, you're obviously training a little bit. You know, every fighter stays ready. And I think he was staying ready just in case something like this did happen. But you're fighting Khabib, bro. It's not the easy solution of like, I'm going to stick with my game plan. This is what we're going to do. But that's part of the fight game. If I'm betting, and it's hard to say because actually I think Max is the underdog, so I would probably realistically put money on him just in the chance if he does win. It's hard to say who's going to truly win that fight because we know Khabib can go the distance. But if he gets clipped by some of those punches that Max throws, like, it could be a different story on how that fight turns out. And I mean, like, it sucks, but that's probably as much as I'm going to break down that. Excuse me. That's as much as I'll break down that fight. Because it's like I said, you have one of the best strikers and the best grapplers. There is no way to determine how someone's going to come out on fight night on Saturday. And, I mean, that's going to tell the story. When it comes down to Saturday morning, who woke up on the right side of the bed, who put on the best suit, you know, to get to the venue. When they start walking out, who has that swagger and who has that mindset of, I'm even here a champion at 155. It'll be a really good fight, and this was a hype for next week for this podcast almost to really break it down and give my thoughts on it. In my heart, I want Max to win, but realistically, I do think Khabib will win, even though I said I don't want to predict it, but it's hard to go against that. If I'm betting, I still would put down a couple hundred on Max, though, just throwing that out there. But it'll be a really interesting fight. Co-main event-wise, we have Joanna and Rose. This is one of those fights where, you know how I was just talking about how they wake up in the morning, how they walk to the arena, what's their mindset like? Obviously, we know Rose has that I don't give a fuck attitude. This is the, you know, just, I'm here to work. I'm here to get the job done. I'm not worried about what Joanna has to say. And we've seen that in their first fight. How's her mindset going to be going into this fight? It's already been interesting, and I'm one of those people who have been saying it's really annoying to see her not really take full accountability of losing that fight originally when she lost the belt. So, you know, doing all the media stuff for this fight, and it's like she never really came out and said she lost. She blamed it on other reasons. So you have to wonder if that plays an accountability into how she views the actual fight on Saturday night. I do think this is going to be one of those fights, though, where you're going to see a revamped Joanna. And I do think you could see a revamped Rose, but I do think it might, you know, some of this may have gotten to her a little bit. Not in a bad way, but in a sense of like, this is uncharted territory. How do I react to it type of situation? It'll be I could see this fight being stopped by a knockout. And there's a really high possibility that happens. I would say probably in the range of 75 to 80% chance it gets stopped due to knockout. But realistically, I think this is going to be one of those fights where it goes back and forth, and I would see Ioana winning it. And then it does come down to a third fight between the two, and that'll be the deciding factor. And it could be one of those things, too, where, you know, New York has had an interesting fucking way of calling fights. We'll put it that way. So Ioana could win, but it could be one of those things where a lot of people thought Rose won the fight. How does that get played into it? Decisions will be an interesting thing to look out for on Saturday night, being in Brooklyn. But overall, I do see Ioana pulling out the win. More than likely, I mean, I can't remember if I've seen Rose get a fight stopped in the sense of, like, she got knocked out. So it would be hard to – I mean, Ioana has the power to definitely do it. Do I think it'll happen? Probably not. I would say this fight goes to the scorecards, and it'll be decided that way. If it does, I do most likely see Ioana gets the decision, and we're going to look at a trilogy fight. And if that does happen, what I'd be interested to see what the UFC does – that's going to put the 155 division on notice of they fought on this Saturday as well. If Conor comes back at 155, does that fight line up with Ioana and Rose, number 3, if that happens again? So that would be really interesting to see. So who knows on how that would go. But like I said, I want Ioana to win, and I do think she wins the fight. Looking at the rest of the card, you have Michael Chiesa and Anthony Pettis on the main card. Pettis has had an interesting, you know, way of recent fights of how things have been played out with him. And Chiesa, I think his last fight was the Kevin Lee fight. You know, some people would say Showtime Anthony is probably the underdog going into this fight, but I'd probably take Anthony Pettis in this fight over Michael Chiesa. I just like the matchup for Anthony Pettis going into this, but at the same time, I would not be surprised if Michael Chiesa won this fight. To kick off the main card, we have Paul Felder against Al Iaquinta. I don't even know how to say his name. Paul's been looking good his really like last couple of fights, but he has been in the commentary booth a little bit more. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I'd probably go with Paul Felder. Looking at the prelims, if we go to the Fight Pass prelims, something that is interesting is you have Artem Lobov on it. So there's a lot of, you know, hypotheticals on it. If Connor's going to show up, you know, is he going to support his boy? What's he going to do with that? If he does, that will really make Saturday night interesting. But I think Dana even said, you know, I haven't heard anything on Connor showing up, but then again, it is Dana White. He could be talking out of his ass like he normally does, but it'll be interesting. Looking at the FS1 prelims, we have Joe Lozon on the card. Ray Borg's even on the card. That's really surprising because it's Ray Borg and Brandon Moreno. As much as I love You know what? Watching Paul Felder recently, I'd probably replace that fight with Ray Borg. I mean, Ray's definitely one of the better guys at the 125 division, but you know, when you lose, that's what happens. I mean, he lost his last fight, so. Yeah, Felice Herrig and Karolina from Poland. I'm not even going to attempt to say her last name. To top off the FS1 prelims. So it's overall, this is a good card, probably starting with the last fight pass prelim. So with our team, and really, I wouldn't even say if that's going to be a really good fight or anything. It's just one of those attractive fights because you see, you know, the possibility of the drama that could be going on around it. But obviously not a lot of people have UFC Fight Pass. So, but going from, you know, this, the first fight at, I think it's 5 p.m. on the FS1 prelims, West Coast time. I mean, that's pretty much when the fights start. I mean, it's going to be one hell of a UFC night. I think it's going to definitely, out of the cards announced so far, the only one that could probably rival it would be the Stipe DC card. But even then, though, this card is just, it is stacked. But with Conor coming back, it's hard to say that this will be the fight of the year, because anything with Conor on it, it's going to sell. So, UFC 223 on Saturday. I'm going to go with Max Joanna. We'll skip the Cater fight. We'll go with Anthony Pettis and Paul Felder on the main card. It'll be really interesting to see how these fights play out Saturday night. But that pretty much wraps everything up here, guys. You know, pretty much had 30 minutes talking MMA, which I'm glad, because that's really starts to show the diversity in what I could talk about on here. You know, bring in some new people. Next week we'll really get into the regular flow of things. We'll recap UFC. We'll recap Seattle Supercross. We'll recap the Texas race for NASCAR. You know, any bullshit that happens during the week. You know, real quick today, I know the Ravens picked up RG3. I can't remember where I left off on the Johnny Football Talk, but it's really looking like the Pats may pick him up, which I would be all for. But yeah, guys, I mean, I think this has been episode 5. It's been an exciting 5 episodes for me to record these. I've been getting into more of a flow now, you know, especially with moving in up here now and settling down. I'm more comfortable. Just, you know, I have rest now, so I'm in a regular workflow, you could say, of how I'm doing my days. So being able to have, you know, this content to do on the side when I get home from actual work, it's been fun to do. April 4th, 2018. It is Wednesday. Let's power through Thursday. I actually don't work Friday, so tomorrow is my Friday. So I'm about to drink my face off tomorrow, probably, or Friday, one of the days. Let's power through the rest of the week, guys. We are almost there. Let's make it a great Friday. And I'd say we could probably cheers to that. Let's have a good one. Make sure to follow the show, guys, at The Tyler P. Show on Twitter, on Facebook. You can even look us up on YouTube just to get ahead of the game for when the visual aspect of this podcast is out. Get ahead of it. Subscribe over there. Subscribe, like us, do all that stuff on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you listen to this podcast at. Every little follow, share, like, dislike, anything like that stuff will help this podcast grow. share it with your friends, go to a party, throw it on, send it to your teachers, send it to your wife, send it to your brother, send it to your sister, your uncle, aunt, send it to every fucking person you know, go to the Apple store, put it on, build the awareness of this podcast, let's grow it, let's have a good week, guys, let's have an even better week. I'll see you guys next week. This has been the Tyler P. Show. I'm out. Later.